So, Dad, what sort of things did you learn from that epoch and sort of growing up in those early years? What stands out as being important and significant and has been with you through the rest of your life?
I think the main thing that I learned from Mum and Dad was the importance of the family unit. Mum was very aware of the importance of this, losing both her parents by the time she was 14. Also, at that time, I met Uncle Bert, who honed my desire to be a farmer.
So with Uncle Bert then, what was the connection? How did that meeting come about and that relationship develop?
Well, at Orange Grove, everybody knew everybody. It was like a large family, and the guy who lived next door, it was the Rat of Tobruk, and Uncle Bert was also a Rat of Tobruk, and he had a few problems because of the war, and Uncle Bert tried to help him by giving him work on his farm at Binganew. And then because of the closeness of the properties, Pop got to know Uncle Bert, and the Berryman Williams situation developed, and I spent most of my later early teens being on holidays at Binganew with Uncle Bert.
And I'm just interested to get your views or your take on what life was like in the 50s. I can only assume after World War II that things would have been scarce and fairly hard and would have been a tough time. I mean, what was it like during that period?
Well, certainly building materials were very scarce, and that sort of led to probably substandard, by today's terms, dwellings. We were helped a lot by Uncle Harry, who took Mum in when her mother died, and then by and large, the life at Orange Grove was like a large family where everybody knew everybody. They had a football club, which I was
What position did you play?
No, I was their mascot.
Okay.
Yeah. And
just while Pop was still playing.
And Pop was still playing, yeah.
Okay.
And Pop was vice captain,
right,
of the club.
What position did Pop play?
He was a rover.
So that would have meant he would have been one of the smaller players, was he?
No, but with his swimming, he was extremely fit, and I don't know why he got that position, but he was an extremely fit person all his life, and quite fast running. And Auntie Faye was actually a champion, school champion runner.
Okay. And so, as the mascot, Dad, what did you lead the players out for this game, did you?
Yeah, it was with the captain behind me and Pop behind that. I used to lead the players out to the centre of the field, and then I'd run off before the game started.
Okay.